Hello, Gone Wild audio backstage. This is Snaky Smut. And I saw this and it looked fun. So this is the Sexy Times questionnaire. So I'm just going to give it a go because I don't have a lot going on at the moment. And it looks fun. So I'm going to give it a shot. And try and... I'm going to vague book a bit because a lady doesn't always kiss and tell. But... we'll see. It should be fun. I'll be as open as I feel like being. Haha. Okay, so number one, when did you lose your virginity? I lost my virginity at 15. To my 18-year-old boyfriend in a not so pleasant situation at his 18th birthday party, and it was not a fun time. I thought to myself, what is all the hype about? But clearly that changed. He was just terrible and we were children, pretty much. So that's usually how that's going to go. It has gotten better. It always gets better. Okay. 2, rough sex or soft and tender? Well, if for some reason my partner decides to listen to this, they will have a good kick at this. I do rough sex. I don't like soft and tender. The most soft and tender I will get is perhaps slowing down a bit. I know that, you know, I know that he loves me. I don't, I don't need the slow piercing eye contact and the soft caresses and things of that nature. It truly just kind of freaks me out. And the kind of sex that I like to have, I would much rather it be rough. Because it's a lot more fun and I feel a lot more love that way. TBH, you know, childhood issues. Just kidding. JK. No, I just really like rough sex better. It's more fun to me. There is no psychological thing behind it. I'm just fucking with everybody. Rough is the way to go. 3, do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? What is normal for the spider is chaotic for the fly. So I don't know what is considered unusual or, oh, that's normal. I don't know if I have a fetish. I definitely have kinks. If any of them are unusual, I guess maybe some of them are. I don't know what they would be. And I'm not going to go into that. But I guess yes, because some people would look at things that I do and say, "Oh my God, woman, you're so weird." While other people would say, "Oh, that's my Tuesday, you know, afternoon." Weirdest place I've had sex. I'm going to go with a mausoleum. Yeah. Weirdo. Favorite sex position? Hands down, it's going to be doggy. There's nothing quite like getting railed from behind. There's no eloquent way to put that. It just feels really good. And it feels nice to have a man behind you holding on to you, powering away. Yeah, so that's definitely number one. If I had to pick one, that would be it. Favorite cuddle position? Spooning for sure. I think everybody likes a good spoon. But I'm not the biggest person in the world. I'm rather small. So I fit into nooks of people's bodies really well. And, I like, just, you know, nuzzling into a nice nook is fun as well. Do you like being dominant or submissive? I am as submissive as they come, and I am very proud of it. I don't have a dominant bone in my body. Well, not at the moment. no, I'm very submissive, and I'm happy being submissive. I'm sure that I could be a dom in some situations, but they are few, far, and in between. So I'm going to stick to being submissive because I have such a nice dominant. Why would I ever give that up? Okay, have I ever had a one-night stand? Absolutely not. I have to have a connection with somebody to have sex with them. Some kind of connection, whether we're dating in a full-on relationship or something. But no, I've never met somebody and said, yeah, let's fuck. Never happen. Sex on the bed, couch, or floor. I don't know. Kind of just a wherever I end up kind of gal. I don't care. As long as it's semi-comfortable, that works. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who? And would you ask them to join? Wow. No, I've never been caught masturbating now that I really think about it. So I haven't been caught. There's no one for me to ask join because I think I'm quite stealthy when it comes to those kind of things. Yeah, so no, I haven't. Wow, I never really thought about that. Okay, moving on. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Yes, I mentioned it a little bit further up, in a cemetery. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? And if you are a man, what could she or he wear to turn you on? Well, I'm not a man. If you're a woman, what could he or she wear? Okay. So my favorite sexy underwear is something that I spent an obscene amount of money on at Agent Provocateur, but it is beautiful and lovely and I adore it and it's quite sexy and it makes me feel hot. So I like wearing it. Okay, what could he wear? I don't really care. I'm not interested in underwear. It's not one of my things. So, I mean, take it off. I don't care about that. If it makes him feel cool. I will deal. I'm fine with that. You know, whatever. It's fine. Not a thing for me, so to speak. How often do you have sex? Not enough, but a lot, if I can. And current partner makes that very easy to do. So, always. Do I prefer giving or receiving oral sex? Giving, for sure. I'm a giver. But I like receiving as well. Who does it, right? Is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Yeah. My boyfriend, my partner, Squee, happiness. Yeah, I would definitely like to because obviously reasons. Okay. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex. When I was dating my high school boyfriend, we'll just call him M. M and I were hooking up at his house. He inadvertently lived with his mother. He was going down on me and she opened the door and quickly shut it and left. And I could never make eye contact with her again, really. Because my other embarrassing thing, actually, you know what, tops that. And I will just go into it because nobody knows who this is. The first time I ever had sex, I mentioned it up at the top with my boyfriend, Andy, at his 18th birthday. It was a rushed thing, as it is with teenagers at parties. We shut the door, locked it, turned the lights off, and started to have sex. Afterwards, we found out that his friend was still in the room and hiding behind a couch. So, fun. A song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. I don't like music during sex, really. So, there are kinky songs that I like that will get me in the mood for sex, but I like a lot of talking when I'm having sex, and because I do prefer to be submissive, I want to hear everything that is being said to me so I don't fuck up. So, no music. Okay, a song you listen to during soft, slow, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Absolutely not. I just said that I don't like music during sex, but I don't do soft, slow, and passionate, sexy, sweet times. So I don't give a fuck. No, thank you. No, thanks. Are you into dressing up for sex? Oh, 1,000%. I am. Anytime I can put on a costume is a good time. Halloween is my favorite holiday. Halloween is not just a holiday. It's a lifestyle, so to speak. So if I can dress up for sex, you betcha I'm there for it. Let's do it. Would you prefer sex in a bath or the shower? I mean, neither if I can stand it. I don't really like that. Why? I, we can shower or take a bath together, but I don't need to fuck you in there. Please, let's move somewhere dry and less awkward. Have I ever had a threesome? If not, would you? Kind of. And it did not end well. So no, I'm very jealous when it comes to that. I licked it. It's mine. So no. And I'm an only child, so I want all of the attention. Sorry, not sorry. If you could have sex with anyone, who would it be? Well, obviously my partner, because I have such fun with them, but I think everybody has a hall pass or fantasy. So that anyone for me is Jason Isaacs, because Jason Isaacs is just beautiful and gorgeous, and he plays villains oh so well. And Lucius Malfoy, and If you frequented my script site, you saw mine about Cure for Wellness. So obviously I have a thing for Dr. Fulmer. Just Jason Isaacs is gorgeous in general. And, I would definitely pull up the hall pass card for that easily. So that's my anyone, preferably in blonde wig and snake cane and sneering down his nose at me. Yes, please. Would you use a sex toy? Yes. Yes, I would. Yes. Yes, I do. Absolutely. Sex toys just make everything more fun. Who doesn't like a good accessory? Am I right? Obviously there are some that, are not so appealing, and then there's some that are, but sex toys, yes, 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 please. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text or picture? If so, what was it? Yes and yes. Partner, boyfriend, whatever you want to call him. We do that quite frequently, and it's a lot of fun. I think you have to trust somebody to do that. But yeah, dirty text, yes, I say things verbally. Picture-wise, booty shots are, fun, because I like my butt. It's nice. Is there anything you do after sex? I have a smoke. ASAP, please. If I can move. And then slowly when I come out of said orgasm coma, I will have a cigarette. Having a cigarette after sex is, it's a thing. It's nice. Definitely have a water or a beverage to hand. I've never really eaten after sex, but sure, some grapes, fruit, strawberries even. Hey, fruit is always good. Would you have sex with your best friend? No, because my best friend is a gay man, and I don't think that he would appreciate my lady bits. So I'm going to go with no, even though he is gorgeous, love his hair, hope he wins. No, I would not. Early morning sex or late night sex? Late night sex. For sure. 100%. I'm a night owl, and the best things happen during the witching hour, after all. Something that will never fail to get me horny. Oh, I'm such a bad person. Arrogance, condescending, patronizing. Obviously in the sexual term. Please don't patronize me in general. I like being, I like getting put back in my spot. It never fails. And, I'm kind of perpetually horny these days. The right person that you're with will tend to do that. And it's fun. It's so fun. Favorite body part on him, her, on yourself? Okay. My favorite body part. I have two. I really like my thighs. I think my thighs are sexy. And I like my eyes. I like when people tell me they like my eyes. I think everybody likes that, though. On him. I have a weird thing. I like more pronounced noses and hands. I have a thing about hands. Men have really nice hands. Boyfriend has really nice hands. So, yes, I like hands. I like thinking about those hands. Do you watch porn? Yes, I have a heartbeat. I don't know anybody that doesn't watch porn. I have a very specific kind of porn that I like to watch. I don't really have a need for it these days, because I kind of get those needs met. But you know, it's nice to watch sometimes. I'm not into traditional kind of boy, girl, just fucking porn, or girl for that matter. I'm just not really, I'm not into the, quote unquote vanilla straight sex. There has to be some weird kinkiness to it and then I'll enjoy it. But yeah, I don't watch as much porn as I used to these days, but that's fine. You know, progress, getting better. So yeah, those were 30 questions. And that was a lot of fun. And yeah, hopefully we've had some critical bonding time. We've gotten to know each other a little bit better. These are really fun. They kind of take me back to the MySpace days where you would do little questionnaires and post them on your page. I enjoyed those. I still enjoy them, as it turns out. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this and you've gotten to know me a little bit better. Yeah, have a good day, everybody. Bye.